Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Should we do the sentences and then go back to reading?
Sure. That's fine.
Because we're still not going to finish the reading, you know? We're going to be doing sentences all the way through the reading. So. Who wants to start?
I haven't done the sentences. I just wrote them out and I parsed a few, but I honestly didn't have time. I tried really hard, but...
Oh, what about... Okay, that makes sense that you didn't... What about you, Kiki?
I didn't do them, but I'm happy to, you know, I saw the translations, and that was really helpful, so I can attempt.
What about you?
I did all of them. The last one I had a lot of trouble with, so I didn't finish that one.
Do you want to start, and I can do the...
Sure.
Maybe I can try the first one, just because I have half of it, just better than the others.
Right.
But so then I don't have the verbs, but I'll just try it.
Okay.
So, yada mahan vaya karanaha, karana paninihi. Samajayata tada vyakarana vishaye pracham kani chin matani prati cham matebhyaha vinanyasan.
So I guess this is a when-then construction, yada tada. When the great Mahan is from Mahat, the great grammarian, vyakarana is in the nominative singular, panini. Is paninihi is the nominative singular for panini.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know. I didn't look it up, but get jai from something about coming together or coming.
Janja to be born.
Oh, there's an N.
Well, drops.
Right. Yeah. Okay, born. Okay.
Was born.
Was born. Okay. Then tada, then, at that time, or at that time. And then we have vyakarana vishaye. So the masculine noun is vyakarana vishaya. So this is in the locative singular, meaning, well, maybe the locative, no, it's the locative singular, but meaning in or upon the subject of grammar, or maybe with regards to or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then pracham, I didn't... Is this the word Eastern or something?
Mm-hmm.
Prach? Okay, so prach, I guess, I don't know what form it is. The accusative, singular? Maybe not.
Is it just pracham?
I think it's pracham. I think it's just genitive. Isn't it pracham? Or is it?
Yeah.
Did you get the genitive?
Genitive, yeah. Okay.
It just means of the East.
Okay. Of the East, okay. And then kanichin must be kanichit. Kanichit, but I don't know what that means. I recognize the word. I haven't looked it up. So, something about how then or
no? You know, kanke kani, and then when you add chit on the end, it makes it an indefinite.
Right.
So it just means like some.
Some. Okay.
Yeah, kanichit.
But is it a plural? Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So some. It's indefinite. Matani. So that's the plural of something.
Of metta. Are different schools of thought, or different...
Okay.
Yeah. Because schools of thought are, you know, different schools of grammar.
So it's a neuter?
Different mettas.
Neuter noun?
Yeah. Yeah. It has to be neuter.
Right. It has to be neuter.
Yeah.
Okay. And then prati cham, maybe it means Western?
Mm-hmm.
That I did look up, I think. And then matebhyaha, I did try to look up, but I didn't find it. Maybe then it must be the same word, mata?
From matani, matebhyaha. It's going to be fifth case.
So
matani.
Yeah, ablative.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So from the schools of thought, is that what it is? From mata? Is that the school of thought? The schools of thought?
Right.
From the schools of thought. And then being non... Yasan, is that from Anya or no?
Binani.
That must be some kind
binani,
of verb.
Binani asan.
Okay, so binani asan.
From us in the past tense, the other
right, from
off,
us, the second class to us, okay. So is something, mm-hmm. not sits, right? Is. Okay. Is bina. Hold on. I don't know what bina is. So.
Different.
Different. Okay.
From bid.
Oh, from bid. From bid, from the particle.
Yeah, it's like a past passive participle, but it's used just in a sense they differ. You know, they're different from.
Right. Okay. So.
Have differed from.
Binani is in plural.
Okay.
Going with, it's a past passive participle from bid.
But not a neuter?
Neuter. Because matani.
Yeah. Binani, right? Matani.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. It had neither something to do with man or thought. Mat. But it's so schools of thought, right? Or philosophies or something?
See, mata, I'm trying to figure
out. Does that come from man? Is that a keeping
it
from man?
Okay. Matam, a thought, idea, opinion, belief, view, doctrine, tenet, creed, religious belief. So they're like a matta, like this matta. It's like this school of thought. These people believe this. These people have this for their doctrine. Mm-hmm. So their doctrine, their belief. And so you could say, what would be a good truth? The opinions or the mm-hmm. views, tenets.
Okay, so when the great grammarian Panini was born, then at that time, with regards to the subject of grammar,
mm-hmm.
Something about Eastern there were schools of thought, right? Because that's neuter noun.
Yeah.
Some Eastern schools of thought were different
mm-hmm.
from the Western schools
right,
of thought.
Right.
Okay.
Some of the matta, some of the beliefs, or some of the regarding grammar.
Right. Okay.
Some of the, you could say they use principles, like some of the principles, some of the beliefs, some
okay.
of the. Actually, there were many, in the Vyakarana, there were many different schools of grammar.
Wow.
So at Panini's time, there was the grammar, mm-hmm. but there were many, like, different schools of grammar, and they all had different beliefs, you know? They looked at it differently, so they had different creeds or different doctrines or different ideas.
And Samjayata, is that just a
thanks,
perfect...
No, it's passive. No, it's just what's born. From Janja means to be born. And then Ajayata is past tense and it has the preposition some.
I see. So it's some Ajayata. Okay.
Yeah, so
it's not passive.
It's imperfect then.
The verb is naturally passive.
Oh.
Janja means to be born.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Ajayata then is imperfect, right? Third person.
That's right.
You did so well.
Oh, good. I had to have help. I didn't know any of these verbs.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Everybody, we all together on it?
Mm-hmm.
Jan was son to be born, to flourish.
Jan.
But they're talking about, you know, when Panini came into the being, there were all of these different grammatical schools. The schools in the West differed from the schools in the East.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
Well, so what does sum imply in the prefix sum, samjayata?
Sum can be from samyak, or does it have to have any particular meaning?
I see.
Yeah.
But the East and West is within India, right?
Yeah.
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 Of course.
Oh, well, that's why I was confused. That makes so much more sense. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. That's what I
at the time of Panini, this is...
They have to know.
That's right. Yes, I agree. Yada mahan vayakaranah.
Yada mahan vayakaranah.
Panini. Samjayata.
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 Tada vyakarana vishaye.
Tada
vyakarana vishaye.
Pracham.
Pracham.
Kanichin matani.
Kani-chin-matani
Prati-cham-mate-pyo
Prati-cham-mate-pyo
Bhinna-yasan Bhinna-yasan
Bhinna-yasan
Sorry, Bhinna-yasan
Bhinna-yasan. Yeah, good.
So I can maybe attempt the second one. Purvesham sampradayam anusritya grantha ramhe. Breaking up, I'll just read it with the santi broken. Purvesham sampradayam anusritya grantha arambhe devatam stam.
It's not grantha, it's a compound.
Grantharambhe?
Yeah, grantha arambhe. Grantharambhe.
Okay. All right, it's just a compound because it's locative singular.
Yeah.
Okay. So purvesham, from purva, purvesham, I think looks like a genitive, plural.
Mm-hmm.
So in prior times.
Or you can say...
Of prior times.
Often it's also, purva means before, purvesham, of those who came before. So purvesham, sampradaya.
Yeah, sampradaya is a tradition. So of... From
like of previous teachers,
right.
Of those who came before, Purve Sham Sampradayam.
So from the traditions that came before.
No, which is Sampradayam is what case with Anusritya.
Sampradayam will just be a neuter. Sampradayam is just neuter nominative singular.
Well, see the Anusritya that follows. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize what that Anusritya is?
Anusritya. Right, anusritya is, it means according to, and I'm trying to see.
No, anusra. Means anusra, like anugach means to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So anusritya is an indeclinable past participle because it ends in a short vowel. It's going to take a ya because of the upasarga. And because it ends in a short vowel, it'll take the ta. Like kr is kritya,
mm-hmm.
anukritya.
That's different from the regular IPPs, right? The regular...
Just a gerund.
Yeah, but the regular indeclinable past participles don't take the th, all of them don't take
no,
the th,
they don't
right?
take yeah either. They take
right.
twa.
Oh, that's why I was getting confused.
But if they have an upasarga,
right.
they take
right.
yeah.
Yeah.
But if the verb ends in a short vowel, they take tya.
Okay.
Like you
right.
would have for kri, krit twa.
Right.
Anukrit, anukrit tya.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah,
twa. Okay. The ya is because of the anu, and the ta tya is because of the short vowel of sri. Anusritya.
Okay. So that's an indeclinable past participle.
Yeah.
But anusritya does mean
having followed.
Having not according to. It doesn't mean according to anusritya.
I mean, if
followed.
You want to.
Okay.
I mean, it means having followed, so if you want
got
to say
it.
According to the sampradaya of the elders, of those who came
maybe
before.
Maybe there's another anu word I'm thinking of that means according
adikritya.
To. Adikritya.
Maybe, yeah.
So having followed the traditions, the sampradaya that of prior, the prior sampradaya,
mm-hmm.
Grantha
sampradaya of those, having followed the sampradaya of those who came before.
Okay. Grantha is a book. Grantharamhe is locative singular for at the beginning of the book. In the beginning of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Devatam is nominative plural.
No.
Oh, no. Accusative plural to the
no.
devatas.
Devatam.
It's to the devata, so it's actually then it's going to be in the...
The word is devata.
Oh,
devatam.
It's just accusative singular, sorry.
Yeah.
To the devata. Accusative singular. Stami is... Mivama, it's the present first person singular. Is it?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
it is.
Me.
But I don't
yes,
know what the
I praise.
So I praise or...
Yeah.
I praise the devata. And so following the tradition of those who came before me, I praise the devata at the beginning of... When I start a new book.
That's right. At the beginning of the book.
At the beginning.
Like the first...
Mm-hmm.
At the first one or two verses are usually,
right,
you know...
Right.
Pranams.
Mm-hmm.
What's the verb for staumi?
Stew.
Oh, of course.
It's a second go.
Mm-hmm.
So still goes just
yeah.
Wow, it's pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
Should I read it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Purvesham sampradayam anusritya.
Purvesham sampradayam anusritya.
Grantharambhe devatam stavmi.
Grantharambhe devatam stavmi. I don't see any unusual declension in that one.
No, nope. Kind of straightforward.
Yeah, no exception there.
Nope.
I think east and west in the first one are an exception. We'll have to look through and find. What the?
For the genitive singulars?
No, yeah, pracham and praticham. I think that the substantive is different.
Well, the genitive wouldn't normally be pratyach.
Yeah, it's...
right?
Oh, here it is on page one. It's number 21. Prach.
Mm-hmm.
Prach, pratyach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Having nasal inserted before the final consonant in the first five inflections.
Mm-hmm. And pratyach, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pratyach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pratyach begins pratyach.
Have a nasal instead of
the
final
consonant.
Maybe they just gave us the purvesham, maybe because that's a...
But that's just right. Oh, because
yeah.
Purva is treated as a pronoun.
Mm-hmm. Because they're throwing in pronoun stuff, too.
That's right.
So that's
Purva is treated as a pronoun.
Right.
Where is that? It's number 29.
Purva.
Yeah.
When they indicate male relation and antaravalu or decline
like pronouns. When they indicate mere relation in space-time or person, and antar when it means internal or undergarment are declined like pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
They are optionally so declined in the nominative plural and ablative and locative singular as purve or purvaha. Okay. But purvesham is means purva is declined as a pronoun.
Hmm.
When it shows relation, here it is showing relation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people who come before.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was relation
time.
In space or relation in time? Right?
Or person.
But in this situation, we're talking about those. So those is understood by that whole word, purva isham. It's not simply before,
yeah.
Right?
So of those who were before, so that's in terms of time.
Right. But... The word person is included in that word. Like in other words, the
doesn't have to be purva. Doesn't have to be a person.
Right. In this case, though, it is.
It is.
Okay.
The sampradaya. I just know that that's what it means because it's a common phrase. You know.
No. I know. I just was trying to understand because purva. I just thought of as before, so I'm just trying to understand.
Or previously.
Well, it's like ancestors.
Yeah.
You know, because that's it. Could be anything that came before, right?
Right. Anything.
Right.
So it could be people, places, things,
right.
Those whatever came before. Because in the translation, they say following the practice observed by my elders.
Yeah. Okay.
So and then one of the definitions when I looked up purva was ancestors.
Oh, that's nice. Here
yeah, those who came before, and then the ancestors was an option.
It says purva declined like a pronoun when it implies relative position in time or space, but optionally so in the nominative. Blah blah blah. Being in front of, first, foremost, eastern, easterly to the east of, previous or earlier than, yeah. Formerly, before. That's good to know that it means.
So it's
an ancestor, a forefather.
Yeah.
Yeah, purvaha. And it shows this purvesham, it gives an example
mm-hmm.
using purvesham.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carol, if it was not being used as a pronoun, then purva would have been purvanam, like ramanam. But
yeah, purvanam. If it's not following into this particular thing where it's declined like a pronoun, then there's purva as an adjective. So it would be purvaha, like Rama.
Mm-hmm.
Purvam,
then,
like what do we use for poem?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the genitive would just be purvanam, but now
right.
because it's being used as a pronoun, it's more like
purvesham.
Purvesham.
Mm-hmm.
Like
sattva. Like
sattva.
Yeah.
Like that, right?
That's right.
Tasyateva.
Tesham.
Right.
And if it had been used as an adjective, it would just mean before.
It means before or to the east.
Okay.
And I think Pratyat means after to the west, something like that.
Interesting.
No. Purva means. I just said it.
I think it's right.
Yes. Purab Paschim. In Hindi, it's Purab and Paschim. Paschim is.
Paschim and Paschim.
Interesting.
Because Purva Ashadaha means.
Purva and Paschim.
Or to the east.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Purab Paschim Uttardakshan.
The east. And after is the west. It's like, yeah. It's so interesting, like when you think of a chart. The rising is in the
east or west.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
All right, let's go on.
All right, what are we? We're number three. Okay. Vita Vhayaha.
Did we read this one?
No.
Let's read it.
Yeah, we did read it. I heard your voice.
But my mind was not. Not at all. It's like no recollection.
Do you want to read it?
No, I'm fine.
Vita vayaha punar udvaha sashastra ityeke shastra virudha ityanye kalau pratishita Itya pare vadanti. Vita va yaha is feminine. It's genitive singular, and it means widow. And the next word is a compound, which means remarriage, and it's in the nominative singular. So the remarriage of a widow.
You know, punar means again.
Right.
Means again. Yeah.
Punar means again, but then the vivaha, what is the...
Udvaha, marriage.
Udvaha, yeah.
Vivaha
it's marriage.
Is also vivaha. Vivaha in Hindi is marriage.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of words for marriage, though.
Udvaha.
Yeah, he gave vivaha in the vocabulary, but he didn't give udvaha. Anyway. And then sashastra. Now, I don't know what that sa is there.
It has the sense of saha, but the idea is it's with the shastra.
With the shastra.
According to the shastra.
Okay, and it's nominative singular.
It's nominative singular,
sashastra. Yeah, it's a shastra. It has the shastra. Yeah. Yeah. It's supported by the shastra. Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't figure out what was going on with that. All right. And then we have iti ak. So the iti is representing speech or quote. And then ak is some or one, some. And it's nominative plural. And then we have shastra virudha. And that is a PPP from virud, which is means it's prohibited by shastra, and it's the nominative singular. And then we have iti anye, and iti again is representing a quote. And anye is the nominative plural for others. And so he's using different ways of saying others. And then we have kalau, which is a locative singular for Kali, for the Kali Yuga, in the Kali Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
And then prati sid. This means forbidden. It's a PPP. It's nominative singular. And then iti again with apare, which means others again in the nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
And then vadanti, which is the third person singular, I mean third person plural present from vad to say. So the they say is applying to each part of the sentence. So basically we have the remarriage of a widow According to Shastra, the remarriage of a widow, some say that it's prohibited by Shastra. Others say that... Oh, no. How does this work? Do I want to say according to Shastra, the remarriage, or do I want... Mm-hmm. No, that's one of the lines, right?
Yeah.
So the remarriage of a widow is...
That one goes to all three.
The according to Shastra goes to all three?
No, no. Mm-hmm. The remarriage of a widow.
Right, I get that goes to all three.
Okay. Then you've got Eke, Anye, and Apare.
Okay, so Eke is for some say... According to Shastra.
Yeah, it follows the Shastra.
It follows. I get it. Okay. It's in line. It's in accordance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. Let me make a note. In accordance with Shastra. Okay.
The Eke doesn't mean one. It doesn't mean
one. No, it means some.
We have to look that up.
Or ones. It does mean one, but it's like ones. It's like...
So that means some.
Several. Or though. You know what I mean? So I just decided it's some. Anyway. So the remarriage of widow... Some say is in accordance with Shastra. Others say it is prohibited by Shastra. Mm. And still others say that it is forbidden in the Kali Yuga.
Exactly.
You know, the translation says it is held by some that remarriage of a widow is not in harmony with the principles of Shastra.
Shastra Viruddha. You've got three things. Shastra, then Shastra Viruddha. It goes against the Shastra, and then it's forbidden in Kali Yuga. You have three things.
Right, but here it says, it is held by some that the remarriage of the widow is not in harmony with the principle of Shastra. Others hold it is prohibited by the Shastra. And there are still others who are of the opinion it is forbidden in the Kali Age.
No.
Yeah, how do you... Where's the na? Where's the not?
I thought iti eke means you can only have one, so I thought they maybe saying...
No, it means... For that, go to... Lesson 17, Article 4, there's a paragraph on it. It's the next chapter, number 4. Eke is declined like a pronoun as an indefinite pronoun, indefinite, right?
Mm.
In the sense of the English one, in the great ones of this country. It has the dual and plural, right? Then dwi has only the dual.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that when it means that, like an indefinite pronoun, that's why she's saying son. And we often do translate Eke as son. When it's in the plural and it's pronominal, like Sarve. Right?
So this is the sum that say it is in accordance with...
Yeah, it is the Shastra.
It's weird,
because
this translation is exactly the opposite.
Let me see.
Yeah, the first part of that is not correct.
Let's see. You know, I think it's a typo on their part. Does he have Sishastra in here?
Mm-hmm.
I think he put not. I think it's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in Sishastra. I mean, I would have
But the entire sense of the sentence is that, you know, it's not allowed, and they're saying, why is it not allowed? Because it's not...
No, they're saying three different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Some say it's like in harmony, it has the Shastra. Some say it goes against the Shastra. Some say it's prohibited in Kali Yuga. There's different opinions.
I thought they're all trying to express three different opinions of why widows should not remarry. Because
AK is one opinion. Anya is another opinion.
Right.
Apara is another opinion.
Right.
So there's three opinions here.
Right, but generally it was thought in India that widows should not remarry, right? There's a whole sati thing.
I know.
But that's... so I thought maybe they're trying to give three reasons why, you know, I don't know. So it's a long translation.
No, well, wait a minute.
It could be. I mean, but it just was weird that they have two references to what the Shastra says and they're both no. You know what I'm saying?
Kali Yuga is also no.
Right.
They're all no.
Well,
right.
No, but if you say it's prohibited in Kali Yuga, it's not prohibited in the others.
Mm-hmm.
Some say it's prohibited in Kali Yuga. That implies that in the other three yugas, it's okay.
In any case, it doesn't say anywhere here that the no is not there in the first part.
No, you would have to take Sashastra as a negative.
Right.
And
that's
I don't see any way to take
that.
Sashastra as
that's
a negative.
That's right.
So sa is just added to that word, right? There's not a word called sa-shastra.
Not that I know, but I'm trying to find what he says about it somewhere. If he has it, and I'm going to look it up. It's not going to be in the dictionary unless it's...
I didn't find it.
Unless it's a word, right?
Yeah. Or if you look up in the dictionary, did you look up sa and see what...
No, I didn't look up sa. Oh.
Let's look up sa.
Sa means with or same. Okay.
Usually has a sense of with. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's with Shastra means... to me, means in accordance with the Shastra.
Iti apare. What is the apare in the end there?
Apara is others.
That's others. Like it's another one of those others. Indefinite pronoun or art of whatever.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go on.
Should we read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Vidvayaha.
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 Okay. Vidvayaha.
Vidvayaha.
Punarudvahuhu.
Punarudvahuhu.
Vahaha.
Vahaha.
I can't, sorry, I'm having so much, I can't read my book very well.
Punarudvahaha.
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 Sashastra ityeke.
Sashastra ityeke.
Shastra virudha ityanye.
Shastra virudha ityanye.
Kalau pratishiddha ityapare vadanti.
Kalau pratishiddha ityapare vadanti. Good.
You want to try the next one? I could. It's so short.
You'll see some familiar words in there.
Arhiman, I recognize. So, viva havid dhavar yamanam. Pushanam cha adhikritya mantran patanti. Okay, I did part of it, but I recognize Aryaman. See, like the. It's from. Let me see. He's who you go for patronage, right? For the boon.
He's I think so, yeah.
The boon. He's, it must be something to do with.
And Pusha's in there too.
Yeah, Pusha. Is that auspicious or does it mean Pumsh for man?
No, it's like...
It's one of the gods.
It's the gods.
Yeah.
Oh. They're so Pushan.
It's Aryaman and Pushan.
Okay, right. So Aryaman is a god of marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or boons or patronage or something. So this is the genitive? Aryamanam?
No.
Okay.
Aryaman.
No, yeah, just accusative.
Yeah, but remember, both these, Aryaman and Pushan... are exceptions, because if you remember, like...
Oh, Aryaman, that's the noun. It's an N ending, right?
Well, it's Aryaman. And you would expect it to be Aryamanam or Pushanam in the declension, where it's declined. But it's not. It's Aryamanam and Pushanam. And that is number 16.
Okay.
Nouns ending in the syllable... Han, such as Vitrahan, and nouns Aryaman and Pushan, differ from other nouns ending in an in lengthening the penultimate a in the nominative singular only. The in of Vitrahan is changed to na when a is not dropped. So instead of being Aryamanam, it's just Aryamanam.
Okay.
You mean like Bhagavad?
Oh, no, that's not Bhagavad. Like, I don't even know the way it's supposed to be done correctly with the N. That's
okay. It's not lengthened.
It's not lengthened for these two. And so it looked, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this looks so weird to me. And then it must be an exception, so I found that's number 16.
So it's the genitive plural?
No, it's just accusative singular.
But like the word Brahman, masculine now. These are masculine.
It doesn't follow exactly.
Brahman is neuter. But it doesn't follow. It's different.
Yeah, it's different. You don't lengthen. I know it was very confusing.
Okay, so my only question was like Brahman, the creator.
Would be Brahmanam.
Brahmanam.
In the accusative singular, it would lengthen.
Oh, the anam, right. Yeah. Anam, right. So here there's no anam, but it's an N-ending word is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's an exception to an N-ending word.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Sorry. I'm just like, I don't even know the way to do the correct one, so I'm getting confused. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the accusative
singular.
Okay. All right, sorry. Accusative singular.
Don't be sorry.
I haven't even done. So yeah, the other ones I did get, but I think Vivaha Vidau.
Aryamanam.
Vivaha Vidau. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what that word is. I haven't had a chance to look it up. I really don't know.
I thought it was marriage ceremony. The compound means marriage ceremony. I thought it was vidu.
So in the ceremony of marriage.
So it's locked up, right?
Mm-hmm. Like cut out. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the role of
Vivaha Vidhi. Oh, Vidhi in the Vidhi is from Vidhi.
Like Hari, or you were thinking Gunao.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking Vidhi.
I did find a word Vidhu, which means action. So, but it didn't quite seem right. So it's Vidhi is what it
is. Well, I just thought it was. Let me just check.
Yeah, I was thinking of Guru.
I don't know some word vidhu like that, but that doesn't mean anything because I don't know it. Vivaha vidhu. I think it's vidhi.
It probably is. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't quite make that word work, but I'm like, okay.
Well. What do they have like in the ceremony or in the vidhi? A vidhi is an injunction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes more sense, but I didn't even think of vidhi.
I'm sorry. Vidhi. Vidhi.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, so in the injunction of marriage, I mean, this is the different things in the Vedas, the different types of marriage.
Yeah, the performance, yeah, that's performance, much better.
Because you were thinking of Gurao. See, Hari and Guru in the locative singular are both Gurao.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Harao. They're both Ao. Harao and Gurao, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't make sense out of it, because Viduhu is the moon.
What?
Yeah.
Viduhu is moon?
It says moon, a demon, fiend, and expiatory oblation, war, battle, waning of the moon,
sense,
the period
right?
of the
yeah,
dark
makes
sense. Vidhi is not. Yeah, I mean, Vidhi makes
that's,
sense.
I don't know how Vidhi, you know, in the ceremony.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, so I think I have the rest of it. So I'm going to go backwards, though.
Sure, go ahead.
So the mantran, there's two words there. There's mantra with patanti.
Mantra, right. Mantran, patanti.
Yeah, so mantran would be the accusative plural, unless there's something strange or irregular about it. Then pat is class one, to repeat or to recite. So third person present plural. So they recite mantras, and then we have cha adi kritya. So we have cha, and adi means beginning or before or something.
No, adi kritya is an indeclinable, and it means like with reference to.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I was going to say it's a do or something.
Adi again. And so the ta is because of the a, and the ta is because of the kritya.
It's a gerund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gerund, but it's used as an indeclinable.
Okay.
If you look it up, you can see the indeclinable form. It means in regarding or in reference to or following.
This is exactly the same as the other IPP we did. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's an IPP again? A gerund?
Gerund,
yeah.
Okay.
In regard to, okay. So, yeah. So they... Who's doing this? These were accusative. So... Somebody's repeating or chanting mantras in regarding, with reference to or regarding the.
You didn't say you know about Aryaman and Pushan.
About Aryaman, yeah, because it's accusative singular.
Yeah.
It? About Aryaman and Pushan, during the ceremony of marriage.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the marriage ceremony.
Okay.
They recite mantras. You know, that concern.
Yeah. Right.
They all concern or mantras rotating around Aryaman and Pushan.
Yeah. We get those in Jyotish.
Yeah.
I didn't know Pushan as well.
That's where Pushya comes from, right?
That's Revati, isn't it?
Is that
Pushan?
Yeah.
Revati.
Which gives so much.
That's Swamiji's deity from
Revati
Nakshatra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the deity.
Yeah.
Pushan is the deity for Revati.
Wow.
And the symbol is the milk giving udder of a cow.
How sweet.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh.
Can I read it?
Yeah, I can't read it. Can I see your book?
Mm-hmm.
That's awful. Can't read your book.
I'm not on the thing, so you can read my writing if you want.
Whoa, where are we here?
You try to read mine.
That's it. Right
there. We are.
That's it. If you can read it.
No, no, that's not it. That's the next one.
Oh, you're rereading. That's
yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here I can read this much better. Vivaha.
Vivaha.
Vivaha. Vidha varya marnyam.
Vidha varya marnyam.
Varya.
Why don't you say vivaha vidhao?
Okay. Vivaha vidhao.
Vivaha vidhao.
And so the next one is arya. Aryamaram?
Yeah.
Aryamaram Pushanam.
Aryamaram Pushanam.
Chadhi Kritya.
Chadhi Kritya.
Mantran Patanti.
Mantran Patanti.
Aparadhan Vina Patyur Nari Tasmai Prakupyati. Aparadhan Vina. Sir Aparadhan. I want to read this. Sir Aparadhan Patyur Nari.
I have to tell you this first. In the book, in the dictionary, adhikritya is off by itself.
Okay.
Meaning with reference to, regarding, concerning. Right? Or I refer to, I speak of.
Okay.
Just so that you know.
Okay.
Because it comes enough that it's nice to know it in that way.
Can you say the meaning again?
Well, if I can find it again.
You can just
here.
What was
with reference to adhikritya, with reference to, regarding, concerning.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. And then if you have something like avidanti, they refer to or they speak of.
Right.
You know, they refer to right. Pushan and Ariman. Okay. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Sure, okay?
Yeah.
Aparadhan vina patyur nari will be patihi nari, maybe?
Patyuhu nari.
Patyuhu nari, okay, yeah, patyuhu nari. Tasmai prakupyati. Aparadhan vina is without mistake, without doing an offense. Aparadhan will be in the accusative singular, I think.
Yeah.
Vina is, I think, indeclinable, without.
Mm-hmm.
Patyuhu nari, the woman of the pati. Patyuhu, or so the wife, essentially, the nari is woman, and patyuhu, I think, refers to pati.
It does refer to pati,
husband.
And that's number three. That's a patyuhu is actually the genitive singular here, from pati, and so it's a strange declension.
Patyuhu,
look at number three.
Go on.
Oh, did you want the ablative? Let me see. Right, you know, there's another thing is, what are you putting patyuhu with?
Well,
because say if you take it as genitive, or take it as ablative if you want, I'm going to do genitive. But let's look at number three.
Oh, it is genitive.
The vocative singular, the genitive plural, and the first six forms of pati
right.
are like those mm-hmm. of pati. And the ablative, genitive, and vocative singulars are patyuhu, patyuhu, and patyau.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be ablative, but that
makes more sense
so.
Being genitive.
Because patyuhu nari, you're thinking
husband.
The woman of the pati. Is that how it is? Mm-hmm. Which would make it the wife?
Well, it's not going to make sense in the sentence.
Not with the translation.
Oh,
does it make sense?
Tasmai is with him.
Yeah.
That will be dative singular, right? Tasmai?
Mm-hmm. And verbs of anger govern the dative of the person you're angry with.
Okay. So tasmai patyuhu. Oh, so just a woman with her husband. Okay.
Yeah.
So tasmai is from Satote, it's dative singular. Prakupyati is a third person singular. Pra is so it I think
passive. No, it's not passive, I'm sorry, it's just fourth parasmipala. Prakupyati means to be angry.
Right. So
as
without any offense, the woman is angry with her husband.
Without any offense of the husband. Without any wrongdoing of the husband. Without the husband's wrongdoing.
Oh, that's where the genitive comes in.
Yeah.
Right.
Without any fault of the husband. The wife gets angry at him.
Right.
I had to laugh when I read that.
I know. That's what I was saying. I want to say sa pradhan pratyonari. That's my Okay, should I read it?
Yeah.
Apradhan vina.
Apradhan vina.
Pratyonari.
Pratyonari.
Tasmai prakupyati.
Tasmai prakupyati.
Prajapi dananjo vahni ragyaha ragyaha shriyam kulam pranam shcha dahati. Prajapidanajaha. Prajapidanajaha. Ah, that's better. It's nominative singular, and that means arising from the oppression of the subjects.
Opidan pain.
Pidan is pain or affliction. Yeah. Oppression. You could say oppression in this instance.
He gave it to us in the vocab, anyway. And then vahni is fire, and is that dual?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
It's just masculine. Mm-hmm. And this is the prajapidanajaha vahni.
Okay, so it's just singular, huh?
Yeah.
Nominative singular.
Yeah.
Vahni
and nominative. And is this an irregular? One of these irregular nouns?
I wonder if it's the
Oh, maybe it's feminine, right?
No, it can't be because of the jaha.
I just couldn't figure out what was happening with this word.
Let's find it. It must be one of the ones in here.
What does it mean?
It means fire. It means fire.
Page 137?
Oh, vahni means fire.
137?
Oh, I looked it up, but never mind. In the vocab.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Okay.
He gave it to us as masculine in the vocab.
Yeah, but where's the substantive?
Yeah, I looked it up, but I didn't.
Vahni.
Yeah, it's a long E.
No, it's a short E.
It is a long E? I mean, it's a short E? Oh, okay. That's where I went wrong.
Yeah.
That's where I went wrong.
The first column, five down.
Masculine fire.
There's a reason that E is long. So it's going to be vanni, vannihi. And why does vannihi become vanni?
Is it a sundi that's happening here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, because the next word starts with a ra.
That's right, because the Visarga
would go to a ra, and then you have to draw. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that
could be vanihi raja, okay?
Yeah.
Then you have vanir raja.
Right.
Double repha.
Yeah.
Means that the repha drops and the preceding vowel is lengthened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah, we've come across that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Do you see how if it takes short E with vanihi?
Yeah, it'll be vanirragyam.
When you have two R's coming together like that, the first repha drops. And
so it really
preceding vowel is short.
If it was not regular,
lengthened.
It should really just be like hadihi, right? It should be like that, but
it is. No, it is exactly like hadihi, because if you had hadihi followed by a word that begins with ra,
okay,
it would still become hadir ragnya. Then you have two R's, two rephas, hadir ragnya.
Okay.
Then the first one drops. If the other vowel, if the preceding vowel is short, it's lengthened.
I'm just making myself
never heard of this, but I know we've had
we had this once.
Oh, yeah.
We've had this a couple of times.
Since it's like complete. Okay, vahni. Really vahni.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I do remember now is the other odd one that separates if we have A and R, right?
The yeah dropped
yeah,
and stay separate. Yeah,
this was harder because I remember the example we had before was we knew it was supposed to end in a repha. And it wasn't like here. I would that was lost on me. That it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you have
yeah
to figure out that you have a Visarga Sundi that would have went to a Repha, and then you lost the Repha. Yeah. So anyway.
Exactly.
All right. And anyway, so then that
so
is.
So Vani means fire.
Okay. So fire. And then we have the king in genitive singular of the king, and Shriyam is the prosperity in accusative singular. Kulam is family, accusative singular. And then we have another that other sundi here where we have, which is where you get that sibilant added. So we have pranan, pranan and cha. And pranana is, you know, life, breaths, life.
We just translate it often as life.
As life.
Yeah. And it's all of the pranas, but...
It's accusative plural.
So you've got three accusatives for the cha.
Yeah. And then the last is third person singular, present, dahati from dah, to burn. Mm-hmm. Or consume. So the fire arising from the oppression of the subjects consumes the prosperity and family, consumes the prosperity, the family, and life of the king.
Right.
So these Shriyam and Kulam are in accusative singular, though, right?
No, yes. Did I say plural?
No. Oh. Just the pranan is accusative.
But pranan goes into the accusative, but when it means life.
Because it's all the
plural, not... Oh, God.
It's because it's the breath. It's all the breath.
And Shriyam and Kulam.
Yeah.
That's
good.
And I have to say, these translations make a world...
Oh, it's so much better, yeah.
It's just... It's night and day.
We don't have time.
It's really... Yeah, no, it really saved so much time.
Yeah. Without it. It's there.
Yeah, I don't think at all it takes away from the learning process.
I don't think so either. It makes it better.
Makes it better because you can if you use it and then really work on the sentence to really understand the sentence.
Uh-huh.
You still have to work on the sentence. If you don't work on the sentence.
I know. I think it takes a little bit away though, because the way your brain works, you say, well, how on earth am I separating this? For me, even just the breaking of anyway.
It helped in a way for me more because when I'm struggling to understand the context, like trying to get the words, because you have a familiarity with the language and with the vocabulary. So for me, it's like everything is unknown.
Yes.
When I at least know what my framework is,
it makes it
it's more enjoyable, and then I can see how it all fits together. Yeah. The syntax works, whereas before that would just be lost.
Yeah. And you spend like 90% of your
time. Oh my God, the time difference really,
I was able to do this in like a day rather than doing it several times throughout the week.
You know what I used to do when I was learning Bhandarkar? Is after I would we'd go through and we'd translate all of the sentences, then I would every day go back a few lessons and just read them. That's how I built my vocabulary. Once I knew them, just read them over, until you could really just read them easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have time. That's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, now that we have the key, we could do more of that.
Yeah, and really get fluent, build up your fluency, and build up your vocabulary through association.
Yeah,
learn vocabulary in sentences is the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the last one. This last one's kind of hard.
Read this?
Yeah, we have to
read it.
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to do that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Praja pidana jo.
Praja pidana jo.
Vanhi.
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 Ragnyaha shriyam kulam.
Ragnyaha shriyam kulam.
Prananscha dahati.
Prananscha dahati.
We're
on seven.
Yeah. Yes, min shakate. Who's going to do this? Are you going to try it?
Do you want to try, Virginia?
Oh, really? No, I'd rather not.
Because
I haven't even written it out. No, just
I got some words, but I got stuck. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth word, or the fifth grouping, I was like, I knew tour it starts it, but...
The Raja?
No. When it gets to Duryantara.
Duryantara.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That just...
Duryani.
Okay.
No, wait.
Where can we find
it? Antara. No, wait.
See what I mean? It's really...
Duryantaraha.
And then Ana must be...
It's Anantwan, yeah. Anantwan.
Duri... Ah, it's this.
What is it?
Duri Anyataraha. Another yoke.
Duri Anyataraha.
Yeah, it must be.
Another yoke.
Yeah, Anyantara has another.
Anyantara.
Yeah. Let me find the duty.
Yeah, that's what I was not finding, is how to conjugate that. I mean, how to decline that word.
The duty is a... Yeah, duty. Doer.
Right.
Doer is a yoke, feminine. And so this is duri.
Dur is a yoke, right?
Dur is a yoke.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute. Sorry. I remember having trouble with this and then figuring it out. And now I'm gone again.
Oh, dur is number 26. Gir and other nouns ending in ro such as pur dhur.
Oh, let's see.
Lengthen the penultimate.
Dur. Lengthen the penultimate when followed by a consonantal termination or by nothing.
It's not doing anything.
But it doesn't help you figure out what the declension is. That was all wrong for me.
Gir and other nouns ending in ro such as pur, dur, and ashes lengthen the penultimate, which would make it become dur,
mm-hmm.
when followed by a con. That's not this.
Yeah, I.
In the change to essential mention of a note.
I needed that shabda mundri.
Yeah, I don't know if
for this,
there,
if
actually.
It was in there. Or at least another example of a ra ending.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in golden?
Maybe, yeah, maybe it is there, huh?
Oh, and that thing I gave you, maybe. The one that's really important, I think, is here. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, number 14 for the Elidvarn. Elidvarn is number 14.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Elidvarn yuktaha.
Dur.
Dur yantara. Or so we've got anyataraha. Duri. Dur. Duri is, if you take duri as the locative, let's see.
Maybe it's just a regular.
Raja anyata. Yasmin shakate. So Maharaja, Raja, Aniyata,
Niyata,
Tasya Duri, on its yoke.
So Duri would just be a regular locative, no irregularity, right?
Well, it is.
Dur, it's consonant ending. So
but it's feminine. That's why I wanted to find Dur there, to see if they're declension. I think a locative kind of works there, but let me just see. What else? What did you get?
It should be.
See,
like,
look at there's
Anyatara. It should be accusative.
Anyatara is number 30. Put 30 there.
Hi, baby.
What did you say?
Well,
Tara?
Just based on the translation, the yoke should be maybe in the accusative or in the dative.
What about locative?
One of the bulls of the.
Should be tied to the yoke.
Tied to the yoke.
Onto the yoke.
Onto.
So that could be
locative.
Yeah.
Could
on
be,
the
yeah.
yoke.
On, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
On
okay.
the yoke.
So it is probably locative.
But the problem is, I mean, I think goody is instrument is locative. I just took that for granted. But if it's feminine, and then it'd be nice to see a declension of
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, do you want to try to translate it?
Me?
Yeah. Well, or, I mean, I'll translate it if you want, but if you want to try to translate it, go ahead. What did you get?
I didn't. I kind of stopped there. Did I even go on? Well, I did a little bit. I mean, well, we have Yasmin, which is in, on, or at, which, or who. Shakate, which is a carriage or a cart, and that's
cart.
A
yeah.
cart is a locative also.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have nominative singular Soma, King Soma, Raja Soma, nominative singular, and then Niyate is the present passive, third person singular, brought or led,
mm-hmm.
and Tasya is genitive of him or that. And so we said Duri. Turi is locative.
Mm-hmm.
And So on the yoke. And then anyataraha. What did you say that meant?
Another.
Another. Okay, so it's another one of those. And you said that was number what? 30?
30.
Okay. That's another one of those indefinite pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And is that nominative?
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay. Okay, so another. And then Antoine.
Anadvon.
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 Oh, Anadvon is from...
That's number 16?
Yeah, or number 14.
Number 14.
What does it mean? It comes from Anudhu. Anudhu.
Mm-hmm. And Anadvon is the nominative.
Okay. And what does it mean?
It means an ox.
Oh, that's right. I did find out that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, that's nominative singular. And then we have Yuktaha, which is a PPP from Yuj, and it's nominative singular tied. And then this next word is, looks like Syat.
Syat.
Syat. What does that mean?
Is.
Oh, yes, it's from us.
Potential third person
singular.
Okay.
Okay, and then with that we again have anyataraha, right?
Yeah, another.
Anyataraha. Again, that's in the nominative, and that's another. Okay, another. And then vimuktaha is from, it's a PPP from vimuch, and it's liberated or untethered.
Mm-hmm.
Nominative singular. And then ata is then. And then I kind of stopped here. So we have Raja again.
Rajan.
Oh, it's Rajan. Okay.
Rajanam.
Rajanam.
Right. Accusative singular.
Accusative singular.
Babahari.
Rajanam.
They say in the footnote for that Upavahareyuhu that the Ritwig is understood as the subject.
Yeah.
The Ritwig takes down the Soma. Rajanam. Upavahareyuhu Ritvijaha understood. It's understood, it's not in there. You see the footnote?
It means, yeah, I did see that footnote. But
so you
I
just say the Ritvigs
took down.
Take down. Yeah, took down.
Okay.
The priests is all down?
Yeah.
And what is now
they took down the soma from the court, from the
cart.
Okay, so this, what is this upava hare yuhu?
It means to take down.
It means to take down. It's a verb, right?
Yeah.
Is it the perfect?
I guess so.
Because it looks like a third. It looks like a third person.
Or is it a
plural?
Yeah, it is plural. And so it's ritvijaha.
Okay.
They take down.
So that uhu is from the perfect, isn't it?
Potential.
Or maybe it's potential.
I thought
it's from potential. Yeah.
It says the translation is then they bring in the king.
Yeah, that's the aniyata. See, it goes like this. Yasmin shakate somaha rajaha aniyata.
Mm.
On which cart the king soma is brought. Tasya duri anyataraha anavan yuktaha. Another bull is yoked onto the yoke of that cart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Another bull is joined.
Mm-hmm.
Another bull is joined onto the yoke of that. Of what? Of that cart on which the king soma is brought.
Mm-hmm.
Then another bull, anyataraha vimuktaha, is liberated.
Mm-hmm.
Another, not bull, another... yoke, right?
No, another bowl.
Another one is liberated. Vimukta.
It's not
understood.
Tied.
You go back to the anadvan.
Oh.
Right. So one bull is yoked. What are the two bulls? Anyataraha, anyataraha. The one is yoked onto the cart,
mm-hmm.
which the soma has brought. Another one is released. Then, atta, the ritwigs understood, take down the soma.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
from the cart. They take down the soma from the cart. What does the translation say? Let's read it.
Mm-hmm.
one of the bowls of the carriage in which the king Soma is brought should be tied to the yoke.
Right, the other, that's the same.
That's potential, right?
The other should be left untied.
Right.
Should be.
So we, yeah. Then they bring in the king. Then they bring in the king. What, that's all the Rajana, mm-hmm. Upavaharehu.
So,
when they say they bring in the king, literally it means they take the king down from the cart. Mm-hmm. King is the Soma.
Okay.
So then they, the Ritwiks, which is understood, so you just have to say, then, okay, then the mistake we made was...
So that case of the Yuhu...
The Syat gives that potential case.
Right, it should be.
Yeah.
And then also the Upavahare Yuhu is in, we said that was in the... What case?
What is the potential?
Potential?
Then they bring in the king.
I mean, they are implying a present, but I don't see how that can be present. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it is potential. The A Yuhu is the potential ending, right?
Yuhu, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For plural,
yeah. Like, first they should do this, and then they should do that. That's how this ritual takes place. Should we go through it again? Is it clear?
I think it's clear.
That anyataraha, anyataraha means one of the two, right?
Oh, yeah.
The first one and the other.
Yeah. Of the two bulls, one is yoked to the... One is tied to the yoke of the cart on which the Soma is brought, mm-hmm. King Soma is brought, and then the other should be released.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Soma is... Then the King Soma is brought down from mm-hmm. the cart, is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to see it anymore? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go on? Kiki? Are you okay with it?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yasmin Shakade.
Yasmin
Shakade.
Somo.
Somo.
Raja Niyate Tasya.
Raja Niyate Tasya.
I'm going to... Can I read this with the Santhi broken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Dhuri Anyataraha.
Dhuri Anyataraha.
Then anadvan yuktaha syat anyataraha
vimuktotha
rajanam
upavahareyuhu. Okay, good. Before we go on, let's see how many sentences we're going to do next week. Sorry, I'm at the top of page 130. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Should we go down to including Eka?
Mm-hmm.
That gives us, everybody gets to do two that way.
Okay.
Eka Shabdaha. Eka is the last one we do. Eka Shabdaha.
Okay.
One, two. Somebody's going to get this little simple thing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's two little simple ones. That's all right. Okay.
Uh-huh. 11:30
already.
I know.
Read on to Dindimon. Yeah, it's too late on to Dindimon. Keep reading.
All right.